The South Shore's morning news continues. I'm Rob Hackelow with Beth Foster, and it's time now for our Tech Talk segment. David Snell joins us every week at this time from AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Rob, and good morning, Beth.
How are you, David?
Doing great, thanks.
All right. Well, we got lots to talk about. While I was away, there was this CrowdStrike, which have we talked about CrowdStrike before, David?
I think probably a couple of years ago when they were getting more known in the industry as a cybersecurity protection.
Okay.
But they've been doing a good job, and we haven't really heard much from them since then until now.
Yeah, and I know there are some people that are still waiting for, I don't know, I saw it, I guess it was Delta is having a tough time. They've been in the headlines as well, but a lot of flights that are delayed and canceled and people hanging out at airports, and that's just kind of the way it is you know, again, the...
Oh. I'm sorry to announce that we're canceling flight 909 due to severe weather in Chicago.
Oh, well, that's not due to the severe weather. It's due to CrowdStrike, right?
Correct. It's a good excuse, though, right?
Yeah. Let's blame it on the weather.
Yeah, so, you know, on the news and online, you're hearing an awful lot about the big companies and organizations that are still suffering. But there's a lot of little guys that are in just as much trouble. And in those cases, they could possibly lose their business because, for instance, they can't pay vendors. They can't collect cash. So they have to collect cash. They can't collect money. This affected so many people worldwide. It's just it was a very enlightening and eye-opening type of attack. Or not an attack, but a challenge.
Yeah, so can you explain it? Because I was, and Beth was using this as an example, and someone else told me another story where, you know, they had all the people, I think someone told me it was a group of state computers, and the same thing where, you know, some of the computers, they were all running the same thing, but not everyone broke, but some computers did, some didn't. So how does that all work?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So what CrowdStrike does, it installs a small application on every computer that's subscribed to it called a canary. Now, if you think about canaries, back in the day when people were working in the mine shafts, they would bring canaries in with them to let them know if the air became unhealthy so they could get the heck out of there. Well, that's kind of how these canaries on the computers work. They keep an eye on everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if, in fact, it notices something malicious, it stops it from happening.
Ah, okay.
Great concept.
Yeah.
So did it notice anything malicious and that's why it had a breakdown?
Unfortunately, they didn't notice anything malicious. This was not a malicious attack that caused the problem. What happened was on Friday, one of the programmers, one of the folks at CrowdStrike actually released a patch to that canary.
Oh.
And the patch apparently was not sufficiently tested on offline computers. So they released it. And everybody went home, and then 1 o'clock in the morning, there was some really, really big challenges when computers worldwide started going down and getting that blue screen of death that everybody so loves to see when they turn the computer on.
Yeah, and so would it be something affected only if you had something on your computer to have it try to update, or?
Yeah, it would be if you would have had CrowdStrike installed and running on a computer. And the other thing is, this was strictly Microsoft Windows computers. It did not affect Linux or Macs.
Okay.
So, what Microsoft did was they allowed CrowdStrike to interact with the kernel of the operating system, which is very low level, so that it can stop these types of attacks if they do happen. The problem is there were no safeguards in the kernel for something like this if this were to happen. And obviously it did.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was a joke, but someone had one of those smart refrigerators and the whole front of the panel was that blue screen of death. I don't know if a refrigerator was not really working or if that was a joke, but I don't know. A lot of this stuff is running software, right?
If it's running Microsoft Windows and it had CrowdStrike, it could have been the one.
Yeah.
I think this really also just shows how much we still need mechanical processes if, you know, goodness forbid, a computer breaks down, we really need to be able to get our hands on something and still be able to access it or utilize it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. So Microsoft released a fix for this that it was a simple, let me say it's a simple four-step process that for the end user, it was pretty much jumping through hoops in an attempt to get your computer back up and running. Boot in the safe mode, find and delete a specific CrowdStrike file, and then reboot the computer normally. Although these simple steps are far beyond the normal skill set of most PC users.
Yeah.
So an employee had a really rough day last week.
I would say that he's had a rough day, and he's probably getting his resume all...
Oh, no.
But next week.
Yeah, because you just wonder, how does it all work? You know, and I know the CEO of CrowdStrike had to apologize. But, yeah, in this case, maybe it is... I don't know if it's just one person or how that all works at this level. But as I was hearing, not only were flights affected, but many cases, medical procedures, I believe, were... either rescheduled if they could be, or I read something about doctors.
MGH had to do serious life-saving surgeries, all the other ones and procedures.
Had to be rescheduled, or doctors were using, they said notepads, again, pen and paper to work on stuff, right?
And then the mass inspections. It was down yesterday. I've been reloading the page,
For the RMV.
Yeah, it hasn't been uploaded yet, whether it's working today, but I wonder how that's going to be navigated if people really need their sticker. I mean, and if you get a ticket,
towards the end of the month here.
Yeah, I'm assuming any ticket needs to be absolved if the computer
if
is down.
If it's not available, yeah.
Right.
Well, they can still write that ticket on paper.
Yeah. Touche, yes.
Yeah, so what happens now, especially if you are a company that's been affected, as you said, a smaller company, you maybe couldn't do any business. You were shut down, so... What happens and where do we go from here, David?
So there has to be a better contingency plan for these types of situations. We never expect them to happen, but that's when they do happen. Okay, so, when companies have backing up computers, they're usually only backing up their servers, which is okay. You can restore your server, but it was all the workstations also that couldn't start up. So again, if you're not backing up workstation with a contingency plan, you may in fact not be able to get back to business in short order. Mm-hmm. The other problem with this that we found is that the cyber criminals, never wanting to miss an opportunity, they've released files saying that this is a quick fix for the CrowdStrike challenge. Install this. And it's not a quick fix. It's right. Another piece of ransomware.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So in the meantime, as you recover from this, and it sounds like the process is still going on right now, David, right? It's kind of to clean up, right? To kind of get back to normal operations. But this hopefully will be another lesson, as you said.
Let's hope it's a lesson. These days, with too many companies are vulnerable to this single point of failure. When you have three companies, and we'll name them, Microsoft, Amazon, and Google, dominating the market for cloud computing, one minor incident can and did have global ramifications.
Right.
They were blaming Microsoft, but it was not a Microsoft problem. It was actually CrowdStrike against Microsoft.
Wow. So. All right. David Stout's got the latest on his blog. You can always read his blogs. David, tell us where to go.
Sure. Go to xsmartit.com, click on my blog link, and we have the link to the correct CrowdStrike outage recovery tool made by Redmond Microsoft.
Nice. All right, David Snell, AxSmartIT. He joins us every week at this time on WATD. Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too.
AxSmartIT.com. AxSmartIT.com.